This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has informed the United States that he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state as part of any post-war scenario. Thursday's announcement exposed the deep divisions that have emerged between the close allies 3 months into Israel's war against Gaza's Hamas rulers. The U.S. has called on Israel to scale back its offensive and said that the establishment of a Palestinian state should be part of the day after. In a nationally broadcast news conference, Netanyahu vowed to press ahead with the offensive until Israel realizes a decisive victory over Hamas. The Saudi ambassador to the United States said on Thursday that talks on normalization with Israel will not happen until the violence in Gaza ended and there was a pathway to statehood for the Palestinians. VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
The remarks by Princess Rima Bandar al-Sud at the World Economic Forum in Davos came after Israeli President Isaac Herzog said that normalizing ties between Israel and Saudi Arabia would be a key element of ending the war with Hamas.
The kingdom has been quite clear. While there is violence on the ground and the killing persists, we cannot talk about the next day or the day after because we have to solve the immediate.
Saudi Prince Faisal bin Farhan said that Saudi Arabia would recognize Israel as part of a larger political agreement that included a Palestinian state. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
NATO will launch its biggest war games in decades next week with around 90,000 personnel set to take part in a months-long military exercise. Steadfast Defender 24 is aimed at showing Russia that the alliance is determined to defend all of its territory. The exercises come as Russia's war on Ukraine bogs down. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from Israel-Hamas to the Russian-Ukraine war. This is VOA News. The U.S. Congress has passed a bill that will prevent a government shutdown. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
The U.S. House of Representatives Thursday approved a stopgap bill to fund the federal government through early March and avert a partial government shutdown. It's on its way to President Joe Biden for his signature of approval. Kevin McCumber, clerk of the U.S. House of Representatives, has the vote tally.
On this vote, the yeas are 314, the nays are 108. Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended, and the Senate amendment is agreed to. And without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The Democratic majority Senate and Republican-controlled House are far behind funding the government for the fiscal year that began on October 1st, 2023. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
SpaceX launched a private crew to the International Space Station Thursday. The crew includes the first astronaut from Turkey, along with astronauts from Sweden and Italy. The three are accompanied by a former NASA astronaut who is now working with Houston-based Axiom, the privately owned space company that sends astronauts sponsored by foreign governments and private enterprise into Earth orbit. The mission is costing each of their countries an estimated $55 million. It is the third private flight to the space station arranged by Axiom. The crew should reach the space station on Saturday. Second Gentleman Douglas Emhoff, the husband of U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, on Thursday encouraged world leaders to raise their voices against what he called a global anti-Semitism crisis. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking at a panel discussion on anti-Semitism during the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Emhoff said social media and ignorance about history, the Holocaust in particular, coupled with misinformation on social media, have driven anti-Semitism around the world, and says the conflict in Gaza has inflamed it. He said there needs to be prominent voices speaking out against anti-Semitism.
We need counter-programming. We need leaders to lead. There are far too many people in positions of power in the country and the world who shamefully stay silent. You've got to speak up and speak out if you're in a position of leadership.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Germany's parliament has approved legislation that is intended to ease deportations of unsuccessful asylum seekers as Chancellor Olaf Scholz seeks to defuse migration as a political problem. The legislation approved Thursday foresees increasing the maximum length of pre-deportation custody from 10 to 28 days and specifically facilitating the deportation of people who are members of a criminal organization. Germany's shelters for migrants and refugees have been filling up as significant numbers of asylum seekers add to more than 1 million Ukrainians who have arrived since the start of Russia's war in their homeland. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.